Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Leilui Nishmas Rav Naftali Bar Yecheskel. We're holding in Chulin Daf Tzadi Gimel. The Gemara Amud Aleph brings a memro of Rabbi Abba in the name of Yudo Amar Shmuel regarding a chalif, which chalif is Osir. And on that, Rav Safra says, Moshe Miomar Achmona Lotech Lubirsa, the Torah said not to eat meat. What's the idea of mentioning here Moshe? Well, where is Moshe coming to here? So Rashi here says, Moshe Tamei Chacham. Meaning is a reference to him and saying, you're a Tamei Chacham, I don't understand what you're saying. Rashi and Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph and Beis, with the ear of Safra again, the same of Safra said, Moshe Shovei Kamas, Moshe, did you say right? So Rashi there says, Moshe Klamar Rabbeinu Bedoira Kemoshe Bedoira. You're the Rebbe of the generation like Moshe Rabbeinu. And similarly, in Sukkah, Daf Lametes, also, we have Rav Safra that says, Moshe Shoviko Amas. So there Rashi says, Moshe Godol Ador. So in Shabbos and in Sukkah, he says Godol Ador, similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. By us, he says Tamei Chacham, but pretty close. But if you look at the Gemara in Beitzo, Daf Lametes, there is the very difficult Gemara that Rabbi Abba said he came from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. And he said, Yeh Ravo Deimu Milsa De Diskabel. Although I'll say something that will be accepted by the Bnei Chaburah. So the Gemara said that he said a Shmur and they made fun of him. Rabbi Shai said it's true, what they made fun of him was correct. So Omer Rav Safra, again the same Rav Safra that we have in all these Gemaras, Moshe Shofir Kalamas? That this question is not really a question. So Rashi there in Beitza says, Moshe Biyikoro the Moshe Kamishtabo. He's using the name of Moshe Rabbeinu to say a Shmur, to say an oath. So Rashi there in Beitzah has a whole different shot than he says over here in Chulin, in Shabbos, and in Sukkah. Not a reference to someone Chashuv, he just is using Moshe Rabbeinu for Lashon Shavuah. Why does Rashi change over there in Maseches Beitzah? So this question Rabbi Shaya Peek asked the Noi Debi Yudah, and the Noi Debi Yudah in Yerideos Madur Tanino Simon Kufnun Gimel comes to answer this, and he says it all depends who's speaking. Over here in Maseches Chulin, so Rabbi Abba, in the name of Yudah, in the name of Shmuel, and Masechet Shabbos, the one who's speaking, is Rovo, and so Masechet Sukkah is Rovo. So he's speaking to the Tamei Chacham, to Godol Ador. He says, I don't understand why you're saying this, Shmuel. It's not appropriate for you to say it. But in Masechet Beitzo, so Rav Safra is talking to Rabbi Shaya. But there, Rabbi Shaya is just coming to help the other ones that made fun of Rabbi Abba. And who did Rabbi Abba meet? The Gemara says over there he met Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanim, Rabbi Papi, Rabbi Zeiro. They were Gedoy Lehador. So if Rashi will explain Maseches Beitzo that when Rav Safra speaks to Rabbi Shaya, he says, Moshe, Gedoy Lehador, how do you say such a thing? Masha, he's the Gedoy Lehador, but the other three that made the fun over there, they're not Gedoy Lehador. And other Abba, they were the bigger Gedoy Lehador than Rabbi Shaya. So he says in the Rabbi Yudah, that's why Rashi Maseches Beitza can't say that Moshe means Godol Ador Tamei Chacham. Because he's speaking to Rabbi Shaya, who just was Messiah, to the other three who are Godol Ador. So there, Moshe means it was Mishtabe Biyakor de Moshe. So beautiful, simple pshat of the Rabbi Yudah, that the Gemaros and Chulin Shabbos and Sukkah, we talk about the Godol Ador and telling him, how do you make that mistake? Then you're referring to him as Moshe, Godol Ador Tamei Chacham. But the Gemara in Beitzah is not talking the context of the Godol Ador. Must be that Moshe there means something else. So it comes out in our Gemara when it says Moshe, it's referring to Godol Ador to Tamei Chacham, and you call him Moshe. Why do we refer to someone who Chashuv as Moshe? So Reuven Margolier sends us the Tikkuni Zoyar Tikkun Samechtes, where there it says the famous line, V'yitpashtushtei Moshe b'chol dor v'dor b'chol tzadik v'chocham demisasik b'oraiso. Moshe Rabbeinu kivyochos mispashet and every time chocham learning Torah in that generation. And in every generation you have the hashlama of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Vilna Gaon goes on to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to fix Adam HaRishon, but he wasn't completely fixed, so it's complete. The tikkun of Moshe continues in every generation. And so the Zohar starts over there. Asherom shekocholoi shekochos gematria Moshe. Kocholoi, that's how the nation goes. It's always with Moshe Rabbeinu. So Emir, the Godol Ador, the one who's teaching Torah, is considered to be calling the name of Moshe. Another pshat al zeh derech brings the Yalkut HaMeiri. The Kishbogu showed Moshe Rabbeinu every Tamei Chacham what is going to be Mechadish in all the generations. So that's the question. Moshe, did Moshe Rabbeinu saw this chiddush that you just said right now? This is not part of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu was taught. And your chidushim have to be what Moshe Rabbeinu taught and continue what Rav Golias brings, that the hemshech, you're the hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu, so you can't have something that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shofa Shiurim, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.